On the Yom Tov of Purim, we know there's the union of Mishta v'Simcha. What's the great Simcha of Purim? B'pshutoi, the Nes that the Rabbanu Shem saved us from Tzara L'Ravacha, Mimavas L'Chaim, that's the tremendous Simcha that we have on Purim. That's the Simcha that we're supposed to have. But the Goyin has another understanding over here of the Simcha that's supposed to be on Purim. Chazal tell us, Lo yo yom tovim liYisrael, like Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. And the Goyin asks, we have to understand, how could there be a Yom Tov, like Yom Kippur, called Yom Tov, when there's no Achila and Shtia? Every Yom Tov needs a Chelik of Lachem. It's also Yedua, B'Shem D'Arizal, the Yom HaKippurim. We say Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. What is the Kavanah of the Arizal that Purim and Yom HaKippurim are connected? So the Goyin says, Adover Nifla. We know every Yom Tov has Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. So where is the Chatzi Lachem of Yom Kippur? So the Goyin says, Purim is the second half of the coin. The other half in Yom Kippur is Purim. They're the same Yom Tov from two different sides. Yom Tov of Yom Kippur is Kula Lashem, and the other half of Purim, which is Kula Chem. So what's the understanding of this Goyin, and what's the connection between them, between Yom Tov Purim and Yom Tov Yom Kippur? So we know that the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur was also, besides Slicha and Kapara, it also was the day that the Lucha Shniyos were given. And on Purim, Chazal tell us, on the pasuk of Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim aleim v'alzarim liyos oisim eshnei yom me'ela, besides the pashat pshat that Klal Yisrael was mekabel on himself to all the dinim of Yemei Purim, Chazal learned out Kimu mashakiblu kvar, that even though they were mekabel the Torah already b'maimer har Sinai kof aleim har kegiyas b'kfiya, they were forced, now they were mekabel be'ava. So it comes out that the connection between Yom Kippur and Purim is that they're both days of Kabbalah Satorah, of the Luchos Shniyos. Yom Kippur is the day we got Luchos Shniyos, and the Yom Tov that we have of getting the Luchos Shniyos, the tremendous Yom Tov that we have, how do we celebrate it? Where do we have the Simcha? Where do you have the Seuda? That's on Purim. Kabbalah Satorah Be'ava, the Kabbalah Satorah of the Lucha Shniyos Be'ava. We have to understand why Dafka the Lucha Shniyos is connected with the day of Purim. What is special about the Lucha Shniyos that we needed a Kabbalah Be'ava? So it's brought down in Midrashim. The Yalkut is brought down in Yeshua, Remez Lamed Zayin, and also a little bit in Tanchum and Parshas Noyach, that the Iker, Koishi, and Tsar, and Yigi, and Omer that's needed for Torah, and the clarity that's missing, is Dafka on Torah Shabbat Peh, on the Lucha Shniyos, what we got together with the Lucha Shniyos. That we needed a special Kabbalah. The Luchas Rishonos had more clarity. It says, Choras ala Luchas, the Gemara learns out that no one ever forgot anything that was learned. If we just had Luchas Rishonos, there'd be no Shikcha. There was more clarity. It wasn't Shaykh. It was Shaykh for a person to also have the Torah and also do Averis. Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the Luchas. It's a new Matziv. Now the only way to be Zoich at the Torah is Dafka Yidei Yegia and Amal, and has no clarity. And when you work it through with all the Amelos, then we are Zoich to this Luchas Shniyos Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah that you get Yidei Amelos. So this, before the Makabel Be'ava, was something that they had, it was an oinus, it was something that was hard for them to do. But now, Me'ava Sanes, they were Makabel upon themselves, the Torah of the Luchos Shniyos Be'ava, and that's the Simcha that we have on Purim. The Gemara says, La'yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasim v'ikar. Chazal and Megillah learn out, oira zu Torah, simcha zu Yom Tov, sasim zu Mila, Yoker zu Tfilin. So the Sfas Emes asks, Why did the Megillah speak in codes? Why did it speak beremez? Why doesn't it say mefurish? Lehuda Moisa, Torah, Yomtiv, Mila, and Tefillin. Why does it say Oira and we learn that it's Torah? Why doesn't it say Simcha and we learn out that it's Yomtiv, Mila, and we learn Sasim, we learn it's Mila, and Yoker is in Tefillin? So he's Mevayr that before the Ness of Purim they were in a low Darga and they did not feel the Torah was Oira. They did not feel that the Simcha, Yomtiv is a Simcha. They did not feel the Sasan of Mila and Yoker of Tefillin. After the Tainus, after the Tshuva, after the Akara, for their Matziv, after what the Rabban Shem did for them, what they restored and got back is they started, that's when they felt that the Torah is Oira and Yomtiv is actually Simcha and Mila is Yoker. Mila, Sasan is Mila and Yoker is Tefillin. Chazal ask in Megillah, why did Klai Yisrael deserve such a terrible oynish in the door of Achashverosh? And the Gemara says, so we have to understand what kind of terrible aver is this that they had a gnaw from the Sudas Achashverosh. It was food with a hechsher. It says, Kritzayin ish v'ish, everything was done properly. There was no problem over here besides the kashrus. What was the big, terrible avera about Nana Misudas Achashverosh, the Nana? So the insight is that the Hana that they had from Misudas Achashverosh was not the avera. It was the symptom of what's really happening. If when there's no Beis HaMikdash, they're missing in the Ashras HaShechina, they're missing the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence. Where is their Hana? Is Yanoa from a Daf Gemara, from Shabbos, from Mitzvahs? What is a person looking for Hanoa by Achashverosh? They were missing. If a person has other Hanoa, such great Hanoa from the Suda Achashverosh, that was their Ikra Hanoa. That shows where they were standing, what their situation was. But now, after they were Chayzer and they got back, Me'avas HaNes, and they were Kabbalah and Sof Torah, they found the Hanoa in the Ruchnius, the Hanos of Torah, the Hanos of Mitzvahs, all these things, all the Ruchnius, the Hanos that a person could have, that was restored Ayidei, the Ness of what happened to them in the Purim. The Mishnah tells us in Brachas that when a person leaves Beis Medrash, he goes into Beis Medrash, he has to say a tefillah, and when he leaves the Beis Medrash, he has to say a tefillah. Now the tefillah that a person says when he leaves the Beis Medrash, the Gemara says Moida ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, the Gemara says what the Tana is referring to, Shesamta chelkim yeshe Beis Medrash, so this is a very, very interesting tefillah. The Tiferes Yisrael and that Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis says that this tefillah is tamua. Loma lo yistapik atzma tana laki hazeh, this great tana. Lohoido is al chelkoi bet luvad. Why wasn't it enough for this tana to make a tefillah after you finish learning to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for your chelik and you got in Torah? Why do you have to criticize kamam b'nei doiroi? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, a beautiful yesoid. The Mishi Yoshiv Chavush Beis HaMedrash Taman V'Yarkasei Beis HaYin HaKadosh, a person who's totally engrossed and sitting by his Daf Gemara in the Beis Medrash, Asher B'Toich Zman Zeh Kol Hu B'Chutzais V'Shuk Ha'olam Malei Merutza V'Tnua. The outside world is bustling. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of people doing things. All the Seicherim, Apoyalim, all going quick, making money and all be mishtadel with a tremendous charitzas, and there's Zeicha, and this time Chacham sitting himself in Besmedrish, and he leaves the Besmedrish, it looks like himself, maybe he says to himself that he's a otzel, maybe he's lazy, he says maybe his family looks at him like that, maybe his wife might look at him like a little bit, like he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, that he's not doing enough for his life, for his livelihood. Says the Tveris Yisrael, that's why Talmud Chacham has to talk to himself, to his heart, to these words, Yordim Chadrei Beten V'Noivchim Ruach Chaim Toch Penimas Nafshoi Lahargish Goydel Yakrusoi Ukaneshe Yakbir Oif Al Kol HaShoifim. He says tremendous words over here that a person, we're not talking about if a person has to say a drasha to other people. The Tana over here, we're talking about if it first soul was a Ben Doir of Reb Kveger. The Tana says we have to say a tefillah to ourselves, to mechazka ourselves. The Limud HaTorah that we have, how we have to be proud of, how to be excited about it, how we have to mekabel be'ava. This is why the Tana felt, normally we do not try to say tremendous milus of chesroinus about other people in order to make ourselves feel better. But over here there was a great need, because if a person wouldn't talk to himself, he'd mechazg himself when he thanks Rabbeinu Shavuot he's zeichet to, that he was zeichet to, and even though other people are not zeichet to this, he might get caught up and think otherwise. So this is the Yom Tov of Purim that we're referring to over here. The Simcha that we're referring to on Purim is what the Goyin says over here, is the Mishnah and Simcha of Kabbalah's HaTorah. We got the Torah Lucha Shnei Yom Kippur, but we didn't make a Yom Tov out of it. We make this Yom Tov on Purim, B'Mishnah V'Simcha. That is the tremendous Simcha that every single person has and is connected with on the Yom Tov of Purim. And like we saw, that was Yehuda Moisa Oira Zutaira. That's what they started feeling on the Yom Tov of Purim. They felt that Torah was Oira. That's the tefillah that we say after we finish learning. When we thank the Rabbanu Shabbu Yizaycha to learn, it's not enough to thank the Rabbanu Shabbu Yizaycha to learn. We have to also be mechazik ourselves, talk to ourselves, speak it out. The great schus that we have, every single yid that he has to learn a piece of Gemara, he has to learn a pasuk chumash, a dvar halacha, every single Kabbalah Satorah, to keep the Torah, to keep the mitzvahs, to be oisik by Torah. All this is something that we're supposed to be mechazik our ava, the Kabbalah Satorah ba'ava. This is the time when we need this chizik of Kabbalah Satorah ba'ava. This is what we should be proud of. This is what should bring us tremendous simcha. This is the simcha that we have on the Yom Tov of Purim. Of we should be zeicha to feel it. This gewaldige Yom Tov of simcha. Besides the simcha of being nitzel from the neis, it's also a simcha of Kabbalah Satorah. Kol yochid v'yochid. B'fnei Atzmoy is zeichet to his own Kabbalah HaTorah ve'ava on these days of Purim.